So, Rise of the Guardians, Chris, Santa, Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy, Jack Frost, all together. It's been called the Avengers for kids. Do you think that's pretty much sums it up?
Yeah, I think so. It's all the kind of the childhood legends that we were taught by our parents. As you mentioned, Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy, and on and on and on. And I play Jack Frost, the kind of the spirit of winter mischief and snowball fights and, you know, get out of school days. And I think what's nice about our story is there's a very simple story about belief and imagination, the power of being a kid. And even William Joyce, the author of the books upon which this film is based, the kind of saying that these guardians have is it's about protecting the children, because the children are everything that we are and will ever be. And I love that sentiment, is that there's a purity of heart of being a child it should be protected.
I mean, it has a contemporary take in the fact that the characters are a bit different to what we've seen them perhaps portrayed before, but it's actually a very classic story. It doesn't go down the route of a couple of adult gags. It is for kids, isn't it? It's quite a nice mix.
Yeah, I think sometimes with animated films, I guess, and I love like the Shreks of the world and all that, but there are always those kind of nudge, nudge, wink, wink moments that are for the adults, that only the adults will know what you're talking about. And this is, Guillermo talks about it, I think, really eloquently, is that there's an earnest quality to our film that I think will appeal to children and parents especially, that doesn't, we don't waste our time with kind of the dumber gags. We just kind of go straight at the storytelling.
Is this your first animated movie?
More or less, yeah.
Like full movie?
I mean, yeah.
What do you prefer it? Is it nice sort of going into work and just your tracky bees and just chilling out?
I really love, if I had my druthers, I would have liked Alex part, really, quite honestly. I love what Alec did. This huge character, and he does so many great things with his voice. It's a really different talent doing voice work, and I have so much more respect now, really, after having done it, for people that do it professionally and for a living.
Is it nice seeing the finished product? Because obviously you're just in a voiceover booth when you actually see your voice put to the animation and the character and that kind of stuff.
It's pretty crazy, because you work kind of, pardon me, separately in a bubble for all these years, and then, you know, you're ostensibly working off all these people, but you're not for all these years, and then you get to see these scenes put together. It is quite something. And also it's done such by piecemeal all these years, you kind of sometimes you lose a sense of the story as a whole, because things are changing, the third act's being rewritten or whatever, so then to finally see it as a concrete whole is nice.
You mentioned Alec there, Hugh Jackman as well, Jude Law, cast goes on and on. I mean, it's great cast on a billboard. When do you actually see them? Do you ever see them? Is it like...
Saw Alec a couple times during the making of it, and I only met Isla really in doing press for it, and I've yet to meet Hugh, and I've yet to meet Jude. So it's a bizarre experience.
I mean, do you find that completely crazy that you haven't met two of the main stars in the film?
It's weird, but actually, I got a chance to work with Alec early on, because I talked to Christina Steinberg, who's the producer, and I said, well, it makes all the sense in the world. I know he's going to be in L.A. Why don't we just get together in a room? And she said, sure, and set it up, and we all got in a room. And it's actually much harder to work opposite Alec, who's doing this huge voice. And I just found it easier to kind of go into my own booth and do my own thing, actually.